so many people have traveled from different places to be part of this meeting. I ask this morning, O God, that it might please you to put upon their lives such evidence that will make them more competent in going back to prosecute your counsel for their locality. Reach deep, reach out to every one of us. Glorify yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may be seated, God bless you. We'll take a few scriptures so that we can gain perspective. Matthew chapter 11. 3. Matthew chapter number 2. And then so once again, I submit all delegates. Those from Uganda, I salute you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I saw my friend from South Africa this morning. I was wondering, how did he get here? People are welcome in the name of Jesus. In fact, he came with his wife too. God bless you, man, for coming for this conference. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 3. Beginning from verse 11. This is a frank testimony that John the Baptist gave. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes are not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, in this statement that John the Baptist makes, he speaks about two baptisms that the believer is supposed to come under. First baptism is a baptism in the Holy Ghost. Most of us in this room understand the implication of the baptism in the Holy Ghost, even though I will still talk about it a little. Then he speaks about the baptism of fire. The fire that we are talking about is not physical fire. It's spiritual fire. Now, before I go on, I would like to clear our doubts quickly about spiritual fire. Are you there? Oh my God, you did not respond to me. I say, are you there? Alright. Before I talk a little about baptism in the Holy Ghost, I wait just a little because my emphasis is about the fire mode of things. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, the prophet gives us insight about an experience that he had. You must have heard me teach on Isaiah chapter 6 before. And what is at work in Isaiah chapter 6 is a revelation of the holiness of God. In Ezekiel chapter 1, we see revelation of the glory of God. In Revelation chapter 4, we see a revelation of the person of the Lord, the person, the glory, and the holiness. So the context in the book of Isaiah chapter 6 is an unfolding, a disclosure of the holiness of God. It was in that environment of holiness that we see seraphims. Seraphims with six wings. They are always in the environment of the holiness of God,
Just like you find cherubims in the environment of the glory of God. So if the context is glory, you will find cherubims in that environment. And the job, one of the duties of cherubims is to protect the glory of God. Hallelujah. And one of the duties of seraphims is to protect the holiness of God. So in the environment of holiness, you will find seraphims. So if you just see that there are seraphims there, just know it's about holiness. So this man was brought into an atmosphere of the holiness of God. God decided to unveil his holiness. You will notice that in that environment of holiness, are you there? There was no evangelist that was preaching a message of repentance. The moment the holiness of God was disclosed, the prophet discovered that he was the only odd man in the entire arrangement. Everything was basking with purity. Everything was basking with glory. Everything was basking with a strange kind of texture. And then suddenly, when he looked upon himself, he found he was so different from the environment that God decided to unravel around him. And on the strength of that, he began to confess his sin without a preacher. As powerful as having a preacher is, there are some environments that come heavy under the grace of God that you will not need a preacher at all in order for you to understand what God wants to deal with. The environment was heavy with the disclosures of God's blazing dimensions of holiness, and this prophet was captured within that environment. And this was his story. Hallelujah. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He confessed without an evangelist. And the moment he acknowledged his inadequacy, God revealed, dispatched one of the seraphims to help him cure his infirmity. This seraphim that was instructed, this is what he did. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. Are you there? As powerful as the seraphim was, when it was time for him to administer purging to the situation of Isaiah, this powerful angelic being could not handle fire with his hand. He needed a spiritual implement to take a coal from out of spiritual fires, to administer on the tongue of a lying prophet in order to achieve purging. This fire that I'm talking about is beyond what you think. A mighty seraphim that has the capacity, the authority to protect the holiness of God could not pick up this fire with his bare hands. He needed an implement to accomplish that. I want to take you to where fire is. Hallelujah. Fire. Fire is one of the resources used to achieve so many things in the kingdom of God. And Jesus is saying that if you are going to be my functionaries, you will need a baptism. A baptism into fire. Are you there? This is a fire that a seraphim cannot handle. And God is saying, I will want you to be baptized with the same material. Submerged into that material. And function from the point of being submerged in fire. Come with me. If you do Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. This scripture seems to reveal that we will need spiritual capital as the fuel that will drive us to accomplishing the purpose of God in taking His dominion from place to place and extending the frontiers of His kingdom. We will need spiritual capital to achieve that. He said this dimension of spiritual capital will be occasioned by a baptism. You'll be submerged in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The abilities that the Holy Ghost has will be at your disposal. Your capacity will no longer be your normal human capacity. You can switch from your human capacity and allow His capacity to drive you. That is the only thing that can galvanize you sufficiently to be able to colonize Jerusalem, to colonize Judea, to colonize Samaria, and indeed to colonize the ends of the earth. A few of our brothers present here today were there when we started in my sitting room. We were dissatisfied about the Christianity of our time. And we began to intercede in my sitting room. Pastor Shala was there. Chief Donatus was there. And my sitting room happens to be a house that was made of bricks. And this city can be hot in March. Hallelujah. This meeting was supposed to... Okay. IEC was normally in March. But when we checked the heat content, people from the US, from Ireland, from Sweden, will find it difficult surviving during that time, so we had to move it to May. Hallelujah. And when they came, they were still complaining, but I said, you are not aware. My house was made of bricks. So when the heat comes, the bricks have a way of retaining the heat in the house. You see, if you are somewhere in Sweden and your house is built of bricks, that will be very suitable considering the condition. Even though the cold there will undermine the ability to trap heat that the bricks have. But you see, very hot, and then the bricks will trap the heat inside. It was in that oven we were calling on the Lord. And if you look upon us as we were praying in that place, you will have pity on us. Because it looked like what we're doing had no capacity to influence anything. You are joking. The Bible says that the Spirit, He helps our infirmities. Because we are naturally insufficient. But you see, when the Spirit of God begins to aid us, He aids us so accurately, even to the extent of granting unto us utterances that is beyond our human capacity to speak. And we are speaking God's language, communicating according to God's will, and beckoning on the King in heaven to respond to our situation. Initially, it was as though nothing was happening. But after some time, we began to see little signs that the prayers we were making was striking a chord in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Today, I think it's now very obvious that those prayers are creating effect. You see, the issue is the Holy Ghost involved? Is there spiritual capital in the endeavor? If there is spiritual capital in the endeavor, then we cannot underestimate his capacity. Because Jesus said, you will receive power. Power is one of the derivables that can come out of this spiritual capital investment. Power is just one strand of the possibilities that can result from this investment. There are so many other possibilities that flow out of that spiritual capital. And Jesus is saying, you are incompetent in carrying out the mission that I'm committing to you if you do not have adequate spiritual capital. The word used for power in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, as you all know, is dunamis. And dunamis, if you have heard my teaching on the subject, has two meanings. One of which is inherent energy. Another is potential energy. Inherent energy, because this facility that God is making available in terms of spiritual capital eventually becomes one with your spirit. Are you there? Are you still with me? Now, if you have an application on your phone, you went to Google Store to get an application on your Android phone. The moment you have finished downloading the application becomes one with your phone. And you don't need to take permission from Google to use it. That's all. In the same way, when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, something of heaven has been downloaded into you. You don't need to go to God and say, this is your commodity that you gave me. I want to use it. No. One of the things that God did in filling us with the Holy Spirit is that he made that spiritual capital one with our spirit. And the responsibility of usage no longer lies with God. The responsibility of usage lies with you. So, for instance, if you decide to pray for 30 minutes a day, you want to pray in tongues for 30 minutes a day, what God will do is that he will establish your life such that it is driven with the 30 minutes energy that you have made available. You will experience a life that is consistent with the energy you have generated. Because God has passed on the responsibility of usage to you. If you decide to pray for 2 hours every day in tongues, God will give you a model of life that is consistent with your investment. Your life will be supernatural to the extent to which you put to work this spiritual capital that he has made available. If you decide, like me, as I did many years ago, to do the long-range prayers, hallelujah, long-range prayers, your life will be brought into an energy level, an orbital of grace that is consistent with your investment. So, you see, you will determine the extent of divine interference that is in your corridor by reason of the investment that you make in view of the spiritual capital that God has made available to you. So you decide, I want to, oh my God, I want to, in fact, I've not arrived there yet. I want to raise the dead on the weekly basis. Hey, oh Jesus. I just wake up in the morning and say, who died today? I assure you, you are laughing today. This thing will happen in this city. Before I go home, it will happen. Who is he that died? The energy level has reached that. You see, if you have not reached that energy level, what this kind of thing I'm saying will be strange. Just like someone that is not baptized in the Holy Spirit watches you speak in tongues, because they say, what was that? Because once upon a time I had some terrible unbelievers on my floor when I was on campus at the university. So what they do is that if somebody begins to speak in tongues loud, they also begin to say something like tongues to make you ashamed of what you are doing. So they will copy what you are saying and they will begin to say it. So one day I was moved in the Holy Ghost and I began to flow. And they attempted to copy and they discovered that it was impossible to copy the frequency. And the frequency, oh my God, it began getting more fluid, The utterance was more definitive. When I finished praying that prayer, the guy stand came to me and said, your own is real. These ones, we're able to copy them. We're able to say what they were saying. So you don't need God to say that thing because we can say it. But this is your own. We tried. We could not. He said groanings that mortals cannot utter. It's not given to mortals to utter it. So if you want to copy me when I speak in tongues, you will find out that this is not a language for mortals. This utterance was handed out by the Holy Ghost. Are you still there? Alright, so you see, one thing I found out about the usage of this spiritual capital is that it takes time for you to see the results that is being produced thereby. It takes time. And when I say time, we're talking about 7 years, 6 years. It takes time. If your well will have to be very robust in order for you to be able to take authority of circumstances and situations. It takes time. You need to invest. The things you are hoping to be able to do, yes, it is possible, but it will take time. So a lot of people don't like the time element, that you will need to invest massively in this process in order for you to begin to see very tangible results on a daily basis. My life on a daily basis is full of testimonies. And that's the reason why I don't testify. Because I'll be on the mic every day talking. It is full of testimonies. It is supernatural, the life that I live. Hallelujah. And it's a function of the activation of the spiritual capital that Jesus has made available in the Holy Ghost. Are you there? If you are still with me, say amen. So this spiritual capital comes in crude form, like crude oil. And when you begin to exercise your ability to speak in tongues, and it will interest you to know that speaking in tongues is the only spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit makes available that you can operate at will. Only spiritual gift. You can initiate the process at will. But when the mechanical energy that you apply achieves maximum oscillation, then the entire system can operate without your effort. Are you there? So it begins because you decide to put it to work. And just in case that your life is so natural, your life is so mundane, it is because you decided not to engage this resource. We do a lot of counseling for so many people, and my conclusion after more than a decade of counseling is that the average believer does not want to take responsibility to engage this spiritual capital adequately. I pray that, especially for all our delegates coming from different nations, there is no other way. It is the way of engaging spiritual capital. That's how you will see the hand of God in your life on a daily basis. Hallelujah. So the moment you continue engaging the refinery, what will happen is that the spiritual capital, which is in a crude mixture of everything that God wants to make available to you, will begin to refine out. You begin to see the wisdom of God is going to come out of the process. Just in case you need direction. Right? If I need direction, what I do is that I go indoors and I begin to speak in tongues. And then when I speak in tongues for a while, I'll ask God, which way, oh God? I will speak in tongues again for another time. When it occurs to me, I say, which way, oh God? I speak in tongues again for another 2 hours. I say, which way, oh God? This 24 hours, he didn't answer me. I will go and sleep. I wake up again, speak in tongues again the next day. I say, which way, oh God? I keep doing that. I come for service, maybe Theophilus is leading praise and worship, then he will just say, okay, go this way. So, thank you. I will not stop pressing on that matter until I get his perspective. Day and night. See, seeking God is serious business. It's not something, maybe you are cooking soup and you say, no, he won't come there. He won't come there. He won't come there. You must be consumed. He must suck you into the spirit so that it is easy for you to discern the texture of his heart. He will cause you to migrate. He will cause you to journey in the spirit. And he will pour out the capacity for you to design upon your spirit man so that when you touch his heart, you will feel the texture and you will know what he is saying to you. Hallelujah. So that is a possibility. Is getting direction from God can come out of the refinery. Power can come out of the refinery. Grace can come out of the refinery. It depends on how much investment you want to make. And I speak as someone that labored in the petroleum sector for 16 years. I know one or two things about refinery operations. Hallelujah. The first thing you need to know is that the first products that come out of the refinery are gases. Associated gases. Then as you begin to increase the temperature and the pressure, then liquids will start coming out. Aviation turbine kero will come out. Household kerosene will come out. Premium motor spirit will come out. That's petrol. Automotive gas oil will come out. And the more you go, the heavier the products that come out until you begin to have solids like bitumen. Now, you see, it will take you time to be able to heat the solids. For many of us here, when you speak in tongues, what you are producing are gases. Produce gases. And those gases are not weighty enough to displace some demons. And so you might need to cope with demons for a season. Because the weight of the products that are coming out of your refinery are not they are not sufficient enough to occasion a displacement. But as you continue with the journey, you start gaining weight. The products that are coming out are viscous liquids. Viscous. Oh my God. And then you press again. A time comes when, solids come out. You can use that one and put it in a catapult and bring Goliath down. You see, the extent to which we access his authority and the dynamics of the grace of God that is at work in your life is directly proportional to the usage of your refinery, which is your ability to speak in tongues. That's the only thing, the gift he gives you, that you can operate at will. I know you know all this. I just did this to refresh your memory. This is not where I'm going. I'm going somewhere else. It's called fire. Like I told you before, a seraphim wanted to pick a coal of fire. He had to use tongues. Because that fire is not even friendly to him as an ecclesiastical being. If he doesn't handle it professionally, he might have another thing. The story that Isaiah saw, he had to use an equipment to pick up the fire. And then he used the fire to purge a man's tongue, put it on. From that day, the lying spirit upon Isaiah's life experienced a fatal situation just because fire touched it. This fire I'm talking about, Jesus said, you need it. John the Baptist gave us the testimony that when this baptizer, you know, he is Baptist. You with me? He's John the what? Baptist. I want to baptize these people with his water. John was the only one that was qualified to introduce this baptizer because their ministry is in the same order. However, the instrument with which he baptizes is water. He said, another baptizer is coming. This one is mightier in this order of the Baptists. The instrument with which he will baptize you, he has two baptisms. One is Holy Ghost. Then the other one is baptism of fire. And John was so humble to give us the insight into the fact that in terms of stature, he was nothing compared to this baptizer. He didn't even have the authority to unlatch his sandal. Right? So we know what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the extent to which you prosper from that spiritual capital is going to be the degree to which you decide to exercise yourself in the Holy Ghost. And I assure you, there is no human problem that doesn't have a solution in the Holy Ghost. In fact, the first problem the Holy Ghost solved in the life of Jesus was death. Death. You know death? It was the Holy Spirit that brought, the Bible calls him the Spirit of Glory, was responsible for Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And I'm aware you didn't pray for Jesus to rise. It was not your prayer that God was acting on. Wait, did you pray for Jesus to rise? Without your prayer, that whole thing happened. It was the Spirit of Glory that raised Jesus from the dead. And that's the most terrible thing that can happen to you. That you died. And the Holy Spirit is still the solution to death. So if he cured the problem of death, he can deal with the issue of poverty. But you see, you must understand that the way he would deal with your issue is consistent with your usage of your refinery to refine the complex mixture, which is the spiritual capital that you receive from heaven. Is that clear? If you do not maximally utilize that investment, there are realms of possibility you will never get to explore throughout your lifetime. A preacher, a very old preacher from the western part of Nigeria, spoke to us once upon a time. What he said was that in his village, the apostle Joseph Babalola, in his village, challenged witches and told them, let us meet. Let's not be hiding. You people hide in the night to hold meetings. Can we meet by daybreak? Can we meet 12 noon so that market women will be there and all of that? So the witches say, okay, we'll come out. So the witches came out in broad daylight to confront the prophet. And the prophet now said, when everybody was, and he chose the market. And that market was a spiritually sensitive place for darkness. In the night, the market was a vault for the witches. So he chose their domain. And then he asked the witches to kill him in the next 2 hours. That if they cannot kill him, let them start. Let them kill him in 2 hours time. So he was there, singing songs and ringing his bell for 2 hours, giving the witches an opportunity to strike the death blow. And after 2 hours, it was obvious that the witches were helpless. The first thing he did was that he called the name of Jesus. And physical fire, like Elijah, physical fire, consumed the tree that the witches used in the market. And there were pictures of that fire that were taken that day. Now, that capacity is in the Holy Ghost. But the reason why you are not likely to see it is because there are chambers of exploration you have not done. It's not God's fault. He already bequeathed that capital to you as something that is inherent with your spirit. Usage is no longer up to God. Usage is up to you. Are you there? I was invited to preach somewhere recently. And when I came there, I tried to find my spirit. The stronghold of the territory was so intense, I couldn't find my spirit. So I know the cure. The cure is 12 hours of prayer. So I started. First night I arrived. First day I arrived. I did 9. I registered it. Second day, I continued. I did 12. Huh? I did 12, yes, second day. So by the time we were going for the meeting, I knew that I had the ability to destroy anything that was in that land that should rise against me. Before you put on your suit and your bow tie, hallelujah, you need to go indoors and spend 12 hours exercising your spirit. By 3 p.m. that afternoon, I began to see cripples that will rise in the meeting. Oh my, I like that. I began to see pictures of the meeting. You say you are not a prophet, you don't need to be one. If you have the Holy Ghost, you will see. If you pay the price, if you decide to utilize the investment, your spiritual eyes will pop open. I began to see the cripples that were right. So when I came, they were delaying. No problem. As they were delaying, I was still stopping it. I was stopping it. By the time I was on the pulpit there, Oh Jesus. The energy that was in my spirit was surging. It was surging. There was no need to preach. The surgery began that night. And when we went into the overflow to attend to the people, witches began to speak in their tongue. They say, you are a dead man. You died already. Do you know what? I heard that in Wari language. I've heard it in South African language. I've heard it in Zulu. You will die. Everywhere I went to, they say, I will die. Hallelujah. You see, Satan, meanwhile, I've been hearing it for the past 12 years that you will die. In fact, one was so sure, he said, you're already dead. We broke that witchcraft. And anyone that says you will die, you know what? I go further. I insist that they must speak in tongues before I leave. The deliverance will take place, and then we'll put something else in. In South Africa, you are a dead man. I said, okay. Well, we'll see who will go down. And the spirit now began to beg me. I said, can you just be lenient? This thing is not, we can arrange. Oh, my God. That's the spirit that's how we die. You know what? You are a very dangerous person, but your effect on the kingdom of darkness is consistent with the usage of this spiritual capital. Now, let me tell you about fire. Are you there? Okay. Fire. You know, many of us are not willing to serve God with the mind that we want to sacrifice for Him. When you get baptized in the Holy Spirit and you begin to walk with the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit has a way of drawing you to the place of sacrifice. He has a brilliant way of making you want to give more. What he's trying to do is trying to establish the culture of sacrifice as the way of the Spirit. People that know that culture, like David, when he was offered something for free to give to God, he knew that, because he was a disciple of Samuel, that if you want this your giving to make any meaning among immortals, the thing you are giving must cost you something. So there are the convenient prayers that you can pray. And then there are prayers that you pray that cost you something. So, I always get so tired in the night. Then pray in the night. If it begins to cost you something, it will produce a result that is unthinkable. Before fire comes on your life, the Holy Spirit must have guided you to the place of sacrifice. Because it's only that which has been offered unto God as a sacrifice that the fire of God descends from above to consume. Now, so God gives you the Holy Spirit, baptism in the Holy Spirit, with the hope that you will accept the way of sacrifice, which is the way of the Spirit. Are you still with me? Oh, I say, are you with me? Once upon a time, David, he was passing by with his mighty men. And as he was passing by, he looked upon the well in his village, Bethlehem. And he desired for a moment that one might give me drink from the waters of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. Because at that time, there had been some contention. And the Philistines had annexed Bethlehem. And a garrison of soldiers pitched at that point to maintain order in that place. It was no longer under Israeli dominion. And this was a field marshal saying, I want to drink from the well of my village. And the mighty men of David, three of them, decided to go against a garrison. And a garrison is a military terminology that that comprises of 2,000 to 12,000 soldiers. 2,000 to 12,000 soldiers. Now, so if, for instance, there were just 2,000, which is the lower limit of a garrison, these three men decided to go against 2,000 to get water from that well. And the Bible says, none of them even lost their lives. If one of them was going to reach down into the well to get water, it means one man down. Only two swords available at some point. And the man that is going to take the water back, he is fragile. He can't. They had to shield him so that the water will not spill. I don't know how they did it, but they defied 2,000 men and brought water to David. I was expecting David to drink it because he said he was longing for it. But when the water came, he is a student of Samuel. According to the priestly and prophetic education he had received, from the perspective of his training, that thing that was brought to him was no longer water. It was blood at that time. Because he had the same currency of the level of sacrifice that was used to procure it. It was no longer water. And blood is not for humans to drink. So he poured that water out of God as a libation. Because, are you there? If you want to get the attention of spirits, it must be according to sacrifice. Fire comes on a believer that is willing to follow the Holy Spirit and follow his nudgings to the regions of sacrifice. When you are no longer doing it because of what you want to gain, but you are here so that God's need can find expression instantly, the investment of fire comes upon you. You are submerged into the same fire that the cherubims, the seraphims could not handle with their hands. There is no protection as potent as carrying fire. No protection as potent. And I tell you, as a man that has been in the eyes of Satan, punching his eyes for a long time, and I'm planning to be around for a while. Kubela is sekumande. Kura isakumina kantelia. The Holy Spirit has a meticulous way of dragging you, of drawing you into that place where your initial purpose for searching God, for seeking God, for seeking Him out, that initial purpose that is selfish and self-centered, He has a brilliant way of taking you beyond that point. As long as you keep following Him, He wants to take you beyond self and bring you into sacrifice. And you know what? This sacrifice we are talking about, it is only initially you will feel it. Because His grace will cover you up eventually. And that which people see and call sacrifice, it's your normal way of life. The God wants to get you stuck in a way of life that is sacrificed by default. Once you enter that place, you are a dangerous man. You want to live pure? You want to live holy? Let me tell you the secret of holiness that you were not told. It is by fire. By fire. I was in one country and a pastor was taking me somewhere to the mall. And when we got to the mall, he said, "Hey, see all these ladies." I didn't see what he was saying. I didn't see it. Because there was a fire burning. The instrument by which God purges us is called fire. And one of the things this fire does is that anytime you contaminate yourself, because when you go around and Satan is able to put lust on your heart, you are contaminated. It is that fire that will burn that lust and purge it off. And Satan will be expecting that the harvest will come out of this man's life, but he's not aware of fire. Even the seraphims don't know fire. They can't handle it. It's a commodity beyond their realm. You want to walk holy? It's by fire. Fire will keep you from destruction. It will make you consumed with God. When everybody is tired, when you see people tired, say, I prayed, I was expecting a result, and he's depressed, it's lack of fire. Fire will make you at home with sacrifice. It will give you a very positive mental outlook in your relationship with God. When you find people broken, battered, in despair, anxious, complaining, fire is lacking. Fire knows how to, you know, your soul is stubborn. Your soul asks questions. Your soul is agitated. It runs riot. If there's fire, it will tamper it. So it will cool down. It will cool down. It keeps your focus. It keeps your passion. It keeps your passion. Oh, somebody said, how were you able to keep the flame burning for so many years? It comes naturally to people that know fire. Because fire ensures that your passion is kept alive. Are you dwindling? You are going up and down, up and down. You don't know fire. You don't know fire. When I went for youth service in Kano, the local witchcraft court, are you with me? Knew that I was coming there before I came. Their information systems have already captured the intelligence that there is someone coming here. If you don't check him, it will destroy our infrastructure. So I never knew that my details had passed. Those days, handsets were a very rare commodity. But you see, the Intel network of witchcraft was already operating at a very high level. Hallelujah. They had my intelligence. We arrested one of their agents and the person confessed that they have a screen where missionaries that are coming in, they show them on the screen, this guy is coming, this is his intention, we must take him out. And they have been succeeding before I came. But you know what? I came with fire. Who be like? When you hear that I fasted for 264 days, it was that year. I didn't know why I was fasting, but I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop fasting. I couldn't eat. I didn't know what was going on. Sometimes I eat 11 in the night, 12 midnight. Sometimes 2-3 days I've not eaten. Then when I eat small, 12 midnight, 11. I was as lean as an AIDS victim. But there was fire on my life. The witch were arrested. She actually came to where I was staying. There were two of them that came. She was the one that told me how I looked. in the night. Hallelujah. That there were two angels that were by my bedside. And because of that, they couldn't come too close. And the angels I saw them. What she described was exactly what I saw. So I knew she was not lying. They were like fluorescent tubes. There was a light, white light that came from within them. So she said she saw two of them by the bedside and that I was lying in a pool of fire. And because of the fire, they could not come close. There is no better protection than fire. So if I want to go to a terrible location where they say the witches have no mercy, I clothe myself with a river of fire. There's no protective gear like it. When you put it on, oh Jesus, if a witch attempts you, the person will be disgraced in public. And I've seen that happen so many times. My end will not come by the hand of a witch. No. I will tell you 5 years before I leave here that my time is up. 5 years before I leave, I will tell you. It will take an act of God for me to leave the earth. An act of Jehovah. Jehovah will need to say, hey, die, young man, before I go. Oh my God. You know what? And Jesus was the one that taught us how to die. He died praying. There was prayer on his lips. I've seen it in my dreams. I've seen it in my visions. Where Africa will be burning with great fire. From the coast of Cape Town in South Africa to Ethiopia in the north, the flames of the grace and the glory of God will burn. I have seen it before. Asuke Mantelia. Part of what God brought you here to take is called fire. Somebody say fire. The time for the dominion of witches to come to an end is now. Because God is raising sons and daughters of fire. Oh my God. Sons and daughters of fire. Sons and daughters of fire. He has summoned Tali Kobakula. I come in Sessa, Lico Bella Mondele. Oh my God. Holy fire, fall upon my altar.
Zaita Kamenda, Zaita Kulia, Zaita Kamentala, Zaita Mo, Alla Sosanaitama, Alla Babo Sandelia, Akame Subria Babo Stedi, Raite Babo Santala, Ebra
In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Fire is the reason for a consistent passion. Fire is the reason for a pure life. Those desires that Satan wants to quicken into your soul, when they meet with fire, they dissolve. They dissolve. They dissolve. Fire is an instrument of torment against demons and darkness. So it is protection for you. You want to live pure? Can you ask him for fire? Can you ask him for fire? It's a secret of purity. It's a secret. Your desires will be managed by the Holy Ghost. Every loss will be burnt off. Every strange desire will be arrested. Fire is the answer. Fire is the answer. Don't allow your destiny to be weakened by immorality. Tune to fire this morning. Sedi Baboria Campelaisa. Ilale Babo Seketa Aminaya. Oh yes. Oh yes. This is Africa's time of recovery. The sons and the daughters of Africa will take the gospel to the nations of the world. Something will erupt in Africa. Jesus.
see, when the fire of the Lord is activated, it is easy for your spiritual eyes to open. For instance, the Lord says He wants to heal eyes, that people that use glasses, He wants to dispossess them of glasses. But before we go into that, I saw a woman on this road. I saw a woman on this road. This road here. A woman I saw. And I saw great fire came upon this woman. Yeah. A woman here on this road. The hand of God will come upon you in the next few seconds. A woman on that road there. I saw it in the spirit. And the hand of God will come upon that woman. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that woman that you showed me, I ask, oh God, that you put your hand upon that woman in the next few seconds. All right, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. I want to see that woman. I want to see that woman. Because the Lord has spoken about you. There are things that must come into your life today. There are things. Have you found a woman? I need to prophesy on that woman. Satan cannot handle fire. Satan, he cannot handle fire. Oh my God. He said, I brought you into this place so that I can reverse the trends, the evil trends around your life. For you have prayed unto me, and I heard you, but I tested your heart, and today, I want to reverse the evil trends around your life. I release unto you fire, and this fire will burn off everything that Satan has planted, and will lead you into the fullness of my plan. The hand of God is upon you. In a moment of time, the healing power of God will begin to flow. The healing anointing will begin to flow. All kinds of things will begin to happen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You see, I feel a weight on my head. I feel a weight on my head. It means that God is laying His hands upon someone's head. He's laying His hands upon someone's head. Yes, the hand of the Lord, it comes upon your head. 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 He's laying His hands upon you. He's laying His hands upon your head. He's putting it upon your head. Hey! Siavo seminanteli aboria falama scute babaila. E aso se li monteli abrasketo de makura. E si mantalaba boria seliade. Thank you, Father. We know this is the time for Africa. So we ask that you set every one of us ablaze. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Then we'll follow the fire based on the allowance I have on my time. I will see what God wants to do today. Now, if you have any eye condition, please lay your hands upon your eye. Just remove your glasses if you use glasses. Lay your hands upon your eye. If you have a hearing condition, use this finger, put it in the ear that has the condition and block it completely. If your condition is with paralysis, put your hand upon the part of your body that is paralyzed. Put your hand there pains of diverse kinds. Maybe there is cancer on your body. Lay your hand upon it right now. And if you are a victim of witchcraft, a spell was cast on you. This morning, the spell will be broken. If I say in the name of Jesus, say amen. We'll do that four times or so. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. I don't know how to handle this case. But what the Lord is telling me is that there is an adult. There is an adult that is in this place that still wears the veil. Because of the nature of the matter, I will not want you to come out. An adult is still wearing the veil. From what I see, a curse was placed. And the moment that curse was released on you, a spirit of reproach began to accompany you. You tried to disgrace you. Attempt to put you down. Oh my God. God. But even as I speak, that evil spirit has been arrested. Even as I speak. Hey. Really? Sartoria.
In the name of Jesus!
Listen to me, I see someone that fellowships with the dead in their dream. Now, help me bring that lady screaming. Let me cast out that spirit. Someone fellowships with the dead in dreams. You see, you eat with dead people, you fellowship with the dead. If you are here, come up. You fellowship with the dead. In fact, last night you had such fellowship last night in your dream. Did you experience it last night? I'm looking for the person that experienced it last night. The fellowship. Oh my God. I destroyed that spirit of reproach from your life.
Leave her be in the name of Jesus.
Last night, you fellowship with the dead. Did you experience it last night? You saw your late dad. Okay, you see, the spirit has left that lady. Now we bring blessings upon you. That everything that the devil took be restored upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sister, did you have that encounter last night? She had it last night. Yes, stand here. Sorry for those guys that I said put your hand, you can drop it for now. After four amens, then we'll pray for this. Siakobe laminasi. Rokomo siati postantoria pramatanama. Osena ipoprami. Elia sota ipopresco falamina. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Now, someone here, in your dream, you saw a hand. You did not see the body, but you saw a hand taking your money, just a hand. Where are you? You saw a hand taking your money. You did not see the body. You didn't see the frame. Please, I want to see you now. Where are you? You saw a hand taking your money. Are you the one? Your own is. You saw a hand taking your money. What's your name? You saw a hand. Wait. This one I'm saying. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll pray for you. But this one I'm saying is a hand. It's not the full body you saw. You saw a hand. Huh? You saw a hand? Alright. Those of you with that case, start your study. In my opinion, it's supposed to be one person, but I've seen three people. So what God will do for me is that He will show me the person He's talking about. Father, in the name of Jesus, this one that the monkey, the thief, has been sent to plunder, can you show me by the anointing? Let your hand come upon the particular person that you spoke about. Let your hand, your anointing, show me the person. Show me the person. Show me the person. Show me the person. It's coming. Show me the person. Let your anointing among these three, the one that you are emphasizing about, a demon was sent to, okay, it's coming strong. Lord, show me which of them. Show me which of them. Show me which of them. Let the yoke on these people be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, look kindly on everyone that is standing here. That altar of necromancy that have been passing messages, passing suggestions, passing decrees. I judge that altar of necromancy. In the name of Jesus Christ, apparitions, dreams, and fellowshipping with the dead. Today, I bring an end to this darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know what I see? I see a coffin. A coffin that is red, red color. Red color. Father, that one that a coffin has been sent to take, can you be merciful unto me? Be merciful unto me. And release your anointing so that I can know the person. Be merciful unto me. Yes, okay, he has accepted. The anointing will be sent upon the person that a coffin has been sent to take. In a moment of time, a few seconds, the anointing will descend upon him. The person might be in the congregation, he might be outside here, but the anointing will locate the person. Bring that one from the congregation. Father, if there is anyone among these ones Father, in the name of Jesus, I say, Passover. 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 Yes, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Now, help me. Help me do something. Put your finger on her umbilical cord in a moment. Can you do that? Yes, put it there. Let her go, let her go, let her go. In the name of Jesus. I was not speaking to you. Okay, go. Try. Don't remove it from there until I ask you to remove it. Satan, let her go now. Let the yoke break now. Okay, she will leave. Lord, I ask that you put your hand upon these ones and let the altar of necromancy, let it crumble, let it crumble. I judge that altar. I judge that altar in the name of Jesus. One of you, your case has gone far. see if this young man is an extreme. Somebody wants to lose your life. The Lord is
in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Okay, someone has been designed to die by accident. They're trying to catch that person. Die by accident. In the next 24 seconds, the hand of God will come upon that person. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one that has, accident has been programmed for that life. Accident has been programmed for that life. Help me find that one. Help me find that one. Help me find that one. By the anointing. Help me find that one. By the anointing. Help me find that one. By the anointing. He's coming. It will come stronger. Come stronger. Yeah? Come stronger. Come stronger. You cannot be used as a sacrifice. You cannot be used as a sacrifice. In the name of Jesus Christ, you cannot be used as a sacrifice. I send that weapon back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Ushers, these are emergencies.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing a family of 12 people, family of 12. And they are tied, all of them like goats. They are related. Tied like goats. All of them are related. Tied like goats. And one of the members of that family is present here now. Father, have mercy.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Let that one be released in the name of Jesus Christ.
Spirit will act upon that life. If we will act upon that life, then we will continue. That one tied to the altar. Oh my God. Yes. That one tied to the altar. The one tied to the altar is somewhere in this direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one that is tied to the altar, we insist that that life be set apart. Set apart from that altar. So let your fire come upon that person. And let every chain that is used to bind that person be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ushers, help me find the person. We cannot be on that altar. It is not your destiny. It is not God's will. So tonight we separate you. We separate you. We separate you. And we use you as a point of contact to reach those your relatives that are tied to the same altar.
Let the yoke break in the name of Jesus.
Any priest that accepted to take your names, I bring a curse on the feet of that priest. So we can continue praying for the sick. So put your hands there now. This is an emergency. Bring that lady. These ones are in an emergency. Father. Oh my God.
Let the breath of the Lord come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we pray? Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I bind every sickness. There is a patient of cancer in this auditorium. If you were diagnosed with cancer, please come out. Come on, you will not die. Someone here with a diagnosis, you were diagnosed cancerous. Come quickly. You were diagnosed to be cancerous. You were diagnosed to be cancerous. Come quickly, come quickly, come quickly. The anointing is on my hands for your healing. You? What? You and your brother? He's watching live. You too? Small children like this? Oh my God. No, just stop there. I'll come there. No problem. The doctors might have arrived at a conclusion that they can no longer help. But Jesus will help you. Father, you showed me a patient. I curse. Command cancer. Die. 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 Yeah. You will live. Die. Yeah, you will live. Go. Cancer is cursed in your body. It's cursed. It's cursed in your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, behold my sisters. This is what you have said. Behold my sisters that are dead. Now, please, sister, that's how we are. The Lord was with you. Are you trusting? You tell him to do it.
Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Sikoba Mamaya, Agune Sheba. Oh, Hamashiach. Lion of Judah.
Igama Sose Laike. Yeshua.
I just had a vision. And I saw a grave open. And the dead in the grave walked out.
Agome chemba.
And that was because we were praying for you before. So I say to you, you shall not die. The person you are standing on behalf of will disconnect that person from death.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Your graves have been sealed already. Weep not.
Die! In the name of Jesus.
Your grave has been sealed. So I call you forth and I curse cancer. Die!
I anoint you that. Agune chemba. Yeshua, Yeshua. Amashia. 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 Agune chemba. Yeshua. Lion of Judah, Agu Agu,
we call you
Yeshua. Hey, hey, hey,
Lion of Judah, Agu Neche. So we arrest every sickness. We bind blinding spirits. We say, blinding spirits be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Deafening spirits be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Paralysis be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All kinds of pain be bound in Jesus' name. You to go. Command blinding spirits to go. Command deafening spirits to go. Command pains to go. In the name of Jesus. I command the eyes see in the name of Jesus. Ears hear in the name of Jesus. I command lumps to dissolve and disappear in the name of Jesus. Let growths disappear in the name of Jesus. Pains give way in Jesus' mighty name. change. If there's a change, you come that way. Asaiko presko filamina siko bahalaita. You notice there is a change. You come there. Check very well. Check very well. Meanwhile, the Lord said He will heal eyes. So, it's compulsory that someone will receive an eye miracle. If you notice there is a change, you can join this way. Amashia. Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba. Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Shemba. Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Sheba.
Our sister here, she came here with an excruciating pain on her right wrist. Began in January. In after prayer, she said she can't feel any pain again.
Come. I saw an ear. I'm waiting for that ear. Lord, we give you praise, we give you thanks. Thank you for the healing. And I ask, oh God, bless this life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It is permanent. I'm still waiting for the eye and the ear. 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 Someone with terrible pain on the back. Terrible pain on the back. I've seen that the angel has taken, realigned your back, and so the pain is no longer there. So, the angel has realigned the pain, your backbone, and the pain is no longer there. So you check for the pain.
Amen.
I'm seeing someone who is a pastor. You were involved in an accident. Two people in that vehicle died. You are here today. The Lord has a message. There's a message of the Lord for you. A pastor. You were involved in an accident. Two people in the car that you were in died. Let me check if it's you. It's not you. It's not you. A pastor. You were involved in an accident. Two people in that vehicle died. as a message. Dan is not. Wait, this is very important. Okay, continue.
Brothers, we are having very disgusting how for the problems. Is come also to the education like 2 years ago. And he said this person comes within 5 minutes after prayers in his state.
Probably still a little bit. Father, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Woo! Glory to God in the highest. We are free forever. Now, a pastor, a minister of the gospel, you had an accident. 2 people in the vehicle that you had that accident died. I say, I have a message for you. And you are not, it's not Pastor Dan. So I'm still waiting for that pastor. Still waiting for that pastor. If it's not important, I will not emphasize it. Still waiting for that pastor. It's not important or not of the time.
Yeah?
My brother here came here with a 1 week-old pain on his right side. The pain is gone after prayers.
The pain is gone. I'm looking for an eye situation.
We have an eye situation here. But my brother here, 9 months ago, started feeling some kind of noise in his ears, feelings of water in the ears, and the hearing packed up. And after prayers, the same symptoms he had before the ears packed up.
It came happened back, again. And then the ear now open. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Thank you. For the last time, I will say again, a pastor. You had an accident. 2 people in the vehicle died. I have a message for you. Yes.
So he's had a blurred vision condition. He's not able to see legibly. And he started the condition to be after prayers. Everything is clear.
Okay, your eyes are clear? Come.
And the ear condition, all the way from Zafar.
Okay, ear condition too? Yeah, you are here. Go. It's now that your healing became perfect. Yes? What happened there?
We have a nose condition miracle here. From the description he's given, most times one of the nose gets blocked, so he's able to have 2 of the noses functioning at the same time. But right now,
come. Let's find out what is happening. Okay. You are here. And it's permanent. Now, I'm looking for 2 people. And I was told that if I come here, I'll find them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, can you help me find those two individuals? They are not too far from me. Help me find them. Help me find them. Put your hand on them. Put your hand on them. So that I will know these individuals. Put your hand on them. Let grace come. Let fire come. Let fire come. Let fire come. Let fire come. Let fire. Let fire come. Let fire. Let fire come. Let fire come. Let fire. In the name of Jesus. Let there be fire. Let there be fire. Let it, oh my God. Let the intensity increase. Let the intensity increase. So someone is a victim of witchcraft activity. And I was told that this is where we find the person. So Father, that one that is a victim of witchcraft, can you help me locate that one? Can you help me locate that one? Let your anointing come strong. Let your anointing come so strong upon that line in the name of Jesus. Let it come so strong so that, oh my God, let your anointing come strong. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. That victim of witchcraft, so many years of delay, so many cycles turning around on the same spot, I challenge that power. I challenge it in the name of Jesus. Yes, what happened there?
So we have an 8 years knee condition pain that normally wakes her up.
Yes, you are healed.
We also have
a... So that witchcraft spirit, the two, you know, I went here and I went there. These two cases, the individuals that were arrested, the relatives in their family are profiting from keeping them in bondage. Bring all those people. So we destroy the bondage, we destroy the chain, and we decree judgment upon that your relative that is responsible. Hey, let the chain be removed from his legs in the name of Jesus. Let the chain be removed from his legs in the name of Jesus. I break that yoke upon you. I break it. I break that yoke. That relative that is benefiting from your bondage, I bring a curse upon that one. I destroy the yoke. I destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus. I'm still waiting for that pastor. Still waiting for that pastor. Two people died. Two people died. Two people died. In the vehicle. Okay. Yes? I'm looking for someone with back pain. Okay. Is the person I'm talking about the person online? Okay. This person, if the person is not online, the person is here. This is a very serious case. Okay. Lying down at the hospital with a back challenge, yes? Okay. Can you give them? They will not believe. They will not believe. Give the media people to put it here. This person I'm talking about, you escaped that accident. But what I saw on the pulpit is that death is still on you. God wants me to remove debt from your life. I've done my job. Okay? Alright, this is the guy. He is in the hospital. He is healed. Where is he? Okay, he was in the hospital. Wait, he was in the hospital today. So how?
Something happened to him.
Okay. Oh, we give God the glory for that. But that's not the back condition that I'm talking about, because there's a back condition that happened today. That's the one I'm looking for.
We have an upper back pain condition that will heal after the restitution.
Okay.
Then Mama here, she's had myopia for 30 years.
Myopia for 30 years.
And also a burning sensation of the eyes.
Burning sensation
in
her stomach.
She
can see. You can see now, without glasses, without any support. So you are one of the people that I'm looking for. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory. Let this miracle be permanent in Jesus' mighty name. I command those chains break. The member of your family responsible will not go free. The judgment of God comes upon them in the name of Jesus. While I was preaching, the Lord said there was an emergency and witchcraft. People are victims. Victims of witchcraft. Victims of witchcraft. See my schoolmate in the university. I forbid it in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Anything that tied you today, I break it. Be free forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, what happened?
She didn't read.
Couldn't read. Couldn't read. Okay. Yeah, I saw her doing an elaborate test. You can see now. You can read. All right, come on. I'm looking for.
Back of the right eye. There's a growth at the back of the right eye. They could not identify what it is. So because of that, I've been using glasses. I've gone to several hospitals.
There's a growth at the back of your right eye, and that's the reason for the deficiency you had in your vision.
Well, that's the recent development, but I've been having short-sightedness.
All this while. Okay. Yeah, I get your prayer point. Father, in the name of Jesus, let that growth dry up. Let it die. Let it fizzle out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking away short-sightedness. In Jesus' name. Yeah.
So we have a multiple eye miracle here.
Okay.
My sister had a condition called diplopia.
Diplopia.
It means...
What's the name of that?
When she sees an object, either it is blurry or she sees them double. And they are inverted.
They are inverted, upside down.
She will see you too, you are backing yourself.
Okay, you are backing yourself.
Yeah, I have myopia and the chest condition, and all of that has been settled this morning.
Come. What did you call it again?
Diplopia. I'm hearing it for the first time myself.
We will not hear it again in Jesus' name. Oh, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, you are healed. You are healed forever. It will not come back. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Yes?
This damsel, 9 years back from Ethiopia.
Okay.
As large as this tree is, the pamphlet there, she was sitting around this area, she couldn't see the blood. When the prayer was made,
now, for how many years?
9 years.
What? Come. For 9 years. Yes. Your healing is complete. Go.
you, Father. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper.
Shall we visit to have multiple eyes?
No, the Lord said it. He said he wants to do that. You see, so many things are taking place here. So many things. Oh. I don't want to get into that. Yes, what happened? I want to get into that. Don't worry. I want to get into that. You know what? Okay, we'll start from here. Kings. Yes, I heard your cry from the pulpit. I heard your cry. It was so loud. What is the problem?
And he's like a person that's so religious.
Where is he now? Have they done the operation already? Okay. Your cry was so loud. Congregation, can we pray for this woman? She's crying. That the Lord will blot out her tears. Oh! See, now I'm seeing Teddy Kings. I'm seeing you now. What is affecting you is a foundational situation. What is affecting you is traceable to your family. And even though you have a mighty destiny, there is a demon that watches over the counsel of the covenant at work in that family that is moving around you to perform that counsel. But today, in the name of Jesus, we terminate the errand of that devil. Yes, let the light of your destiny, let it break forth from today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will not allow me with this pastor. What am I supposed to do? So why did the person not? Where is the person? And you, debt is on you. Oh. You will not let me. You will not allow me. Oh, death is on you. Heaven had decreed that the dead should be averted this morning. This is my colleague in the ministry. That can we ask that death will be lifted? Can we? Oh, your light will shine. I see it. I see it. See, this is a priest. Can we, and he was in that accident. Can we plead with the Lord? Let this death be lifted from his head. Be lifted from him. Kadosh. You are mighty on the throne. Oh, Jesus. Break forth, Spirit of the King. Oh. Mama, you know what I see here? You know what I see here?
I see a ritual being performed. These sorcerers, these wizards, they want the blood of a pastor. For desiring the blood of a pastor, I bring judgment upon all of you in the name of Jesus. Let the yoke break in the name of Jesus. Death, lift from him. Lift from him. Lift from him. Lift from him. In the name of Jesus. You know what I see now? I see a cobra. I see a cobra charging. Okay. There's someone in this congregation. That this cobra has been challenging, has been influencing, has been manipulating. Consistent, consistent. In the next 17 seconds, the fire of God will descend upon that person that this cobra has been manipulating, and you'll be set free in 17 seconds. The hand of God is searching the congregation, searching the congregation, searching the congregation. That one that this serpent has been released to destroy. That one that this serpent has been released to destroy. In the name of Jesus, I arrest this serpent. Usher, set me free. Where's the lady from Kenya that I said I'm going to pray for? Yeah? And the brother? Yeah, the anointing for your healing has come. Where's that brother? Yeah, come. Come. No, nothing. Listen. The anointing for your healing is on my hand now. It's on my hand now. Yes. The witchcraft that was done to shut your finances, to curse the work of your hands, I reverse it, I destroy it, and I put a blessing upon you. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you touch from today, it will prosper. Hey! I command your power. Break in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Woo! Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask, Lord, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that your hand might rest. Let your hand rest. Let your hand rest upon him. And let this yoke break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you. if snakes were worshipped in your family, your compound, the spirit of divination, I separate you from it. I disconnect you from it. Yes, you will have the power to fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. You see, now the Holy Ghost is at rest. Ah. Oh, I have not blessed. Wipe your tears. It's okay. Show her a sign of your greatness. Sign of your grace. Sign of your power. Grant her request. In Jesus' name. Yes, what were you saying? I'm a pastor. I was involved in an accident in 2018 where a blind man in the vehicle and the driver both died. Where is this person? Where are you? Where are you based? Eric, where are you based? Yes? Do you have an answer to that question? Just plateau stage. Alright. So, can we pray for Eric? Can we pray for him in a moment? As I try to round up. Woo! I see a great light now. Ayakamasoreyani. Uramamasiko barando sekayi. Okay, can we pray? Can we pray for them? Pray for him. He's in just plateau state. Oh, this is your prayer. This is your prayer. No. We need to conduct a check to see if we are done. Because you are not supposed to go back with any yoke. Alright, so we'll just pray in tongues for 1 minute just to check if the Holy Ghost still has anything to say. Just to check. Just to check. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord wants to give somebody a child. Yes, you are trusting God for a child. Can you come and receive your child? Now, listen, I am not joking. You will receive that child here. Right here. What? Okay. All right. This is how we're going to do it, okay? This is how we're going to do it. You know, are you with me? Now, Honorable, what are you doing? Your wife has a child. What are you doing there? You want another one? Okay, watch it. Let's do it this way. When you see that the hand of God comes on 5 people, huh? You have a child. You want another one? Eh? You want another one? Okay, now. When the hand of God, I will pray, if you see that the hand of God comes on 5 people,
It means all of your prayers have been answered. If it doesn't come on five people, that's when we'll begin to intercede. Begin to beg. Alright, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for a sign. The sign is a sign of your anointing. That your anointing might come on five people. Five among these people. Let that be the sign that proves that you have taken their petitions and you have approved their miracle. Show me a sign. From my left hand side to my right hand side. Father, from my left hand side to my right hand side. From my left hand side to my right hand side. If you have accepted my prayer, then let this sign be evident. From my left hand side to my right hand side. If you have accepted my prayer, then let this sign be evident. Let your hand come strong. Let your anointing come strong on five of them. Are they up to five? Who is counting for me? I can see three. Three here. Okay, four here. Okay, five now. Alright. Wait.
Father, let their wounds be open in the name of Jesus.
Hey, you know what I'm hearing is very difficult. Do you know what? You will not believe. One of the people standing here, a mother didn't have a child, went to Satan, and Satan gave one of these people here. I know you don't believe it. So you can't, he has come with this strange thing. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, there are two ways we can identify if I'm saying the truth. The first way is that the person knows. And the person will say, I was told though that they were looking for a child. Huh? I am the result of that search. And the second way, oh my God, the person is not far from me now. The hand of God will rest. Satan does not create. Hallelujah. Satan does not create. No matter if you are a human being, then you are a product of God. So we want to remove the hand of Satan from you. Father, that one that has a hand of Satan on his or her life, I ask, remove the hand of Satan. Remove the hand of Satan. Remove the hand of Satan. Now, can I see that individual? Can I see the individual? Because we need to remove the hand of Satan. Were you told how you were born? Come, sister. Were you told how you were born? Did I tell you? You were not told. Okay. Father, let the hand of Satan be removed.
Loose
Satan. You are not a creator. You can't give life. You only take life. And so we remove your signature. We remove your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. She has a mark. She has a mark. Are you aware you have a mark? Oh my. Okay, sister, the mark is on her back. Can you shake me and then put your hand on the back so that we can neutralize the effect of the mark? Yes, now. The name of Satan is removed from you because the mark of Satan is destroyed. Yes, you will become God's
messenger. Yes, God's servant. Yes. The trouble, the crisis, the war around your life, it ends today because Jesus has come to take over. Sister, are you born again? Are you sure? Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues? No. First, we need to lead you to Christ. That's the first thing. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm a sinner. I cannot help myself. Have mercy on me. Wash me from my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. You want to receive the Holy Spirit? Yes, so I finished my assignment. That I did not release fire. So when you can be seated, you don't need to stand up. Just raise your right hand. Just raise your right. On the day of Pentecost, were they standing or sitting? Huh? They were sitting, so sit down. Who told you that fire only comes to standing people? You can sit down. I don't know who I shook. I shook someone now. And the impact of the handshake is still on me. The reason is because when I shook the person, there's healing anointing on the person's life. So the healing anointing dropped on my hand. And the person is not aware that, so Lord, that one that is carrying that oil, he doesn't even know. I asked today, wait, I'm seeing a black dog. The lady I prayed for now, she's not free. Father, I want to ask, but as your people leave, that they will find the healing anointing. Those that are already operating in the healing anointing, you will give them a higher measure of the oil. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. That the fire of God will come to confirm what we just did now. Leave your hand up there. Just leave your hand up there. The fire will begin to come. The fire will begin to come. Like it was in the day of Pentecost. It will begin to come. The flames of God, it will begin to descend. Like it was in the day of Pentecost. The flames of God, the flames of God, the flames of God, the flames of God will begin to descend. The flames of God will begin to descend. The flames of God, the flames of God, it will begin to come. It will begin to come. It will begin to descend upon every life. Psychopilonis Cabromo Centoria Baranasik. I see someone, your marital door has been shut, but the flames of God are burning around your chains, and you are being loosed, you have been liberated, you have been liberated, you have been liberated. Yes, you have been liberated as I speak.
I think this person is from Uganda. Somebody from Uganda. Receiving a serious fire. I see fire coming on someone from Uganda. From Uganda. From Uganda. From Uganda. From Uganda. From Uganda. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Yakosila. Raite kembo sikopesile. Oh! Oh! Three prophets. A fire will come on three prophets. It will come on them. It will come on them from heaven. It will come on them from heaven. There are seven priestesses. Priestesses of the altar. Priestesses of the altar, priestesses of the altar, priestesses of the altar, priestesses of the altar, and the hand of God will descend upon you. Priestesses of the altar, drink into the Holy Spirit. Okay, now she's filled. She's filled with the Holy Ghost now. Yes, yes, Satan can no longer handle you. He can no longer hold you. He can no longer hold you bound. The hand of God is upon you. The hand of God is upon you. Yes. There is an evangelist in our midst. An evangelist. An evangelist. An evangelist. Oh my God. You will be rooted. Your ministry will be rooted in deliverance. And the fire of deliverance comes upon you. It comes upon you. It comes upon you. It comes upon you. I'm seeing the door of weddings, marriages. I'm seeing the door open. So mightily. So if you are not married here, trusting God for marriage, your door is open in the name of Jesus. You see, another anointing is coming here. We have to close because... I tell me lo kova sile na namaswa. Yebroskito barana mina sante. Yata kombe la mina siko brasketialo. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. There is a fire descending from heaven. This fire is descending from heaven. And there are two ministers that are going to catch that fire. This fire will take you places. It will take you places. It will take you places. It will take you places. It's coming. 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 Yours in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Grace is released on your land. I'm seeing long standing issues being dealt with by the Lord. Long standing. Bible says, from the body of Paul, I just asked her to go and stand. And I don't know what that is. Let that stand up and have a seat. It is possible. You know, where we have entered now, you know, I wanted to stop. You people say I should continue. But now, I'm no longer in charge now. Yes, yes. Oh, she can't even move. Oh. Come. You stand up and answer to come. So people from Uganda. Oh, this from Uganda. All of you from Uganda, come and stand up my handkerchief. You know, I wanted to stop. You were the one that. I wanted to. Now, this is the dimension of the spirit. When you put it on something, keep it for thieves to steal. Keep it deliberately. Let a thief come on. Yes, if you step on it, you move. I'm looking for one of you. The one that I'm looking for. Yeah, keep step on it for a while. You move. The one I'm looking for, you cannot step on it and go. Okay, one. Move the handkerchief. Move. The one I'm looking for, you can't stand on it and remain the same. Oh my God, there's a fire. Jesus. One of you will carry an anointing back to Uganda. Ayema. Ayema. Baye ma, baye ma ye, 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 baye ma ye. Yes, you can go. Oh hey hey hey, mama ma ye la bo. Hey, Abama. Hey, Abama.